I'm really sorry, folks.
The presentation should be running. I just installed my new operating system, Windows 95.
Try typing sysedit.exe.
Thank you.
Check your autoexec.com.
No, look at your config.com.
Yes, am I live, sir? Yes. Live from the Great Ones Bedroom Studio in crime-free Clifton Park, sir, New York. It's the Mac and Chad Variety Show with your hosts, Mark, Shaken, Not Stirred Delps, and Bill. Do I smell funny sushi? Yes. This week's guests include the always wild and crazy Boris Umrich from the mega sellout boy band Metallica. And Mr. Turtleneck himself, sir, Steve the Chopper Jobs. And Bruce, sometimes Victoria, high quality. And yours truly, Ed Vodkatonic McMahon. And now the great one himself, here's Susie!
Great. That was great. What the hell is with Ed doing the intro?
I had no idea he was going to do the intro. I swear to God. I was running down the hall trying to capture him to get him out of the seat. I just couldn't catch him.
You hear this noise?
Yes, I do. What is that noise?
This is my new microphone stand.
Yeah, I see that.
You like
it's
that?
It's borrowed. It's borrowed from the always lovely Julie Manteca. So you can stop.
You hear that?
Yes, I hear it.
That's just
fine.
Me tapping on the microphone just to piss you off.
Yeah, I
mofo.
See that. I see that. Here we are again. What is it? Number five?
He said, here's Susie. It's my show.
Yeah.
And this week we have special guests, Boris Umrich from the boy band Metallica, he said.
Yes, we did.
And he sounds like he's going to be here for a little bit, or
Ed
what?
Ed never, ever leaves.
Oh, great.
Ever, ever.
Great.
What's going on outside?
Well, not much. Not much at all.
Not much?
Well, we had a little bit of a winter storm of sorts out here. Last night, the reason why we're taping the show a day late is because... last night we had a nor'easter in this area. Broke the all-time record, I believe, of 26 inches. Well, not the all-time, but the most...
Who got 26 inches?
Total, we got 26 inches, I believe.
I thought we got like 4 or 5.
No. If you looked outside, we got a lot of snow, so...
Hmm. Interesting.
That's what happened. So that's why we didn't tape last night, and we're taping on Tuesday night. So that's what we're doing now. That's what it kind of sounds like outside.
What time do we start today? About 2 o'clock?
2:30.
Now it's what, 8?
8. Yeah, we've been screwing around
too
much.
That's just great.
But we've got a lot of great stuff for you. A lot of great stuff for you today.
We have Ed. Ed's good.
Ed to Cootie Head.
Yep. We're taping. We're videotaping.
Yes, we
sort
are.
Of.
This is sort of the preamble. We rearranged the studio. So that we have a little bit more room to maneuver and do things. Mark has his own desk or two, actually. A
lot more echo.
Yeah, a lot of echo going on here. Echo.
I can't figure it out.
We're actually taping the show on an iMac now, as opposed to a G3.
iMac,
as Bruce would say. And we've just done some changes. As a matter of fact, this is kind of like a little bit of a coming out party for us.
Yes.
So... what's happening this time is that we rearranged the room, and we put little flowers in each corner. We have candles.
It looks good.
We have candles burning, and we have a fuchsia-colored candle, which is very nice. It matches my bedspread. And then we have a white candle, which really looks nice against the wall, which I really appreciate. So what we did, we changed the whole thing, redid the whole place, did my hair, I did my nails. I look pretty good.
I can't believe you did this all by yourself. This is great.
I know, but it's okay. It's beautiful. So.
It's nice.
And
it's
what
good.
We're doing, we're kind of shaking things up. We're kind of telling you people that you listen for 4 shows. This is the 5th show.
Now 5.
Now this is the 5th show, and we said, what you heard before, it's all going to change. This is going to be different, and we don't really care if you like it or not, because you're listening whether you like it or not, and we're going to force you to.
Exactly. And I'm even going to turn up the bass this week. Talk about peaks.
Can I get a bass track? The entire time I talk?
The little red over here is going absolutely crazy. But what can you do?
That's that noise. You ever go to the mall? You go by like a girl's clothing store. Don't you?
Are you done? Can we talk about this week's light banter?
It sounds cool in my headphones, though.
Do you get that little echoey effect?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's the iMac.
Yeah.
It's crap.
iMac.
Let's go back to the tower.
That's fine by me.
Crap.
I need that machine to download pornography and Metallica songs from Napster.
We'll have to deal with it when we're done. We'll listen to it and see what we get.
Okay.
What do we got this week? What's our introduction banter?
The introduction banter this week is that I found out that peas were on sale at the local grocery store, so I stacked
Price
up.
Chopper or Grand Union's out of business.
Union's out of business, so it's our local Hannaford's, so I, you know, you don't really care.
What about Guy Kawasaki?
Kawasaki! Well, here's the deal, and this is what I heard, is that Mr. Kawasaki, of the motorcycle fame, I believe. He was at a PC convention of some sorts to promote his garbage.com, I think it's called.
I think it's garage.com.
Whatever, it's probably garbage anyhow. Doesn't matter. We have no allegiance to anyone.
No, we don't.
So apparently,
not even to ourselves.
And apparently Guy Kawasaki.
Guy
Kawasaki. He went to a PC expo and... You gonna drop your script load
Sorry.
Of place or what?
I have no desk. I really have no desk.
You're I have
like
no
lounge.
Desk. I'm laying on the couch.
You're
here.
Laying on the couch. I'm sitting in the freaking kitchen chair.
It's my bedroom couch.
Okay, where's the plea? When do we do pleas this week?
We're gonna do it at the end of this.
Thank you.
So Guy Kawasaki went to a PC expo and apparently he showed up there with a ThinkPad trunk and it said, "Shut up! You get the hell away from me! Quit looking at me! You jerks!" I'll kick your ass! You know what I mean?
Wow. I never saw so much red on my monitor in all my life.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
So anyhow, he ended up being there with a ThinkPad. So what happened is that somebody got word of it, and they decided to say, you know, Guy Kawasaki is a scumbag, and he's, you know, the once evangelist is now a traitor, a kind of a Benedict Arnold of sorts.
Yeah, but again, their side of the story is that the person that released the story didn't check the facts. And what are the facts that we know?
We know that Guy Kawasaki is a scumbag.
That's not true. Come
no.
on.
No, okay.
Come on. Our offices called their offices and got the secret bulletin. What was that all about?
I don't know.
The other
who knows?
The other competing show of ours?
Yeah, the bagelsradio.com said that
Mac
bagels and
cheese.
Yeah. StartMeUpBagels.com.
No offense to those guys, but
no,
come on.
We like those guys.
We don't even know those guys.
We don't know those guys.
But we do like them.
We do like the show. I actually listen to the show. I like it. I'm a big Lox fan.
I just have
I'm
one question.
Fan.
I got one question. Who was the lady, like 2 weeks ago, that screwed up every single computer term known to man?
Yeah, she said something like, and the new G4 has 4 gigabytes.
I mean, that's unqualified.
And a hard drive that has 4 gigabytes. And when you restart the Googaboo, you have the Gagaba.
I mean, no offense, guys, but I know you're going to listen to this show tonight. I know you're listening.
Yeah, you're listening.
I know you've listened to every single show.
And we you're like sweating, you. Baby!
We
sweating.
Like you, but we do a different thing. We don't do what you guys
no.
do.
Like we said before, I like their show. They have a place. And
we're Wayne and Garth.
Right.
You guys are Sigmund and Freud or somebody like that. Somebody.
Whatever.
Some news guys. I don't know.
Pork and beans. Porgy and Bess, I think. So anyhow, Guy says that he had his power book there. And they couldn't interface with the projector, so they went to a ThinkPad.
They should have used R2-D2.
So
remember in the one movie he like stuck his little key thing in and he interfaced with the whole Death Star?
That was that R2-D2 porn thing that we rented the other day.
Oh, shit.
Remember he stuck that thing in
yes,
this Leia's
yes.
thing. So anyhow, is it true or is it not? I mean, it was a little bit of a snafu for about a week or so, and I think that they did some spin control to say, "Hey, guy, still he's an Apple fan. He's still your pal, you know." And
our tape's up already. we taped five minutes of the show.
Great.
You only get 60 minutes.
Well, because
per
you
tape.
Keep screwing around.
Yeah. Oh well. Well, this is say goodbye to the tape.
Mm-hmm.
This is all they're gonna see. It was fun. Okay, continue.
You know, and the other thing about this is that just when this news story broke,
mm-hmm.
we got our second case of Cupertino Light.
Oh, I can't believe
the
it.
Same day.
I cannot believe these guys are sending us free beer. When did you think you'd
They're
see
like
the day?
They're like pushers, aren't they? they are like pushers. This isn't like, you know, liquid crack. I don't know what is. This is just the most delicious microbrewed light beer on the planet. It is just beautiful.
They scratch our back, we scratch your. They got another commercial this week.
They scratch our back, we drink their beer.
Exactly.
That's right.
We
actually have the very first Cupertino Light commercial, and the website will be going up soon, as well as the logo design, as we are designing those things for
them. Does that mean like T-shirts and stuff they're going to sell?
Yep. They're going to sell T-shirts and probably any other paraphernalia. I
got a strange question for you. What if somebody actually wants the beer itself?
Well, I guess they got to order it, I guess. I mean, I don't know what, you know, they are not prepared, they said, to ship beer because it's a little bit of an iffy thing. They're able to send it to us, but they kind of do it like...
Is it like the PowerBook Titaniums? I mean,
yeah, my PowerBook Titanium is in Alaska now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's an Anchorage.
Here we go.
I shouldn't have started them. I checked it tonight. It's an Anchorage, so it's on its way. It's going to get here, but thanks to the weather, all the FedEx planes are
thanks
grounded.
To the Weather Channel for doing nothing.
Yeah, thanks. You know, the Weather Channel could have prevented this, I'm sure.
Speaking about weather, what about that earthquake in the Northwest last
I
week?
I think that Microsoft was destroyed.
Oh, thank God.
The entire campus.
Our whole
destroyed.
Show, we would just dry up tonight. We have no show left because we'd have nothing to fight against.
Yep. Bill Gates was actually crumbled underneath a large
we can
laptop.
Only hope. Yeah. Can only hope.
So as far as the Guy Kawasaki thing, just to go back to that, we don't know what the hell's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe he'll call in this week.
Maybe he will. I don't know.
Probably not.
But
is he on the script?
Is
did
he
we
on
build
there?
Him in? No, we didn't build him in.
I don't know. You know. But
we built this burner into the script. Oh, there. That was a quick Guy Kawasaki call. Is that him?
is that Guy Kawasaki?
That is him. That is him.
Kawasaki.
All right.
Yeah, he's on
so,
show.
Guy, is it true that you're a traitor? Or? Oh, no, I hear a Mac sound in the background, so maybe he's not.
I think that might be okay. So okay. I don't think – I mean, I had a conversation with Guy a few years ago when I was on The Evangelist. We had this ongoing discussion for about 2 months about God knows what. But
you were religious back then.
I was. I was very religious now. But then I was. Now I'm not – I don't know. I just want my freaking power book. That's all I want.
How about this burner? Moving right along.
This burner does not work with my CD burner, so I don't really care.
On
to the next thing.
The Googly Eyes extension 1.02 will not work with this burner.
Actually, no. It's actually my model of CD burner is about one generation away from what they're supporting at this point in time.
Mine won't work either, and the reason why is because it's SCSI.
That's dirty. That's very dirty.
It won't work.
Well,
but it works with iTunes.
It does work with iTunes, I heard.
Yep.
And actually, we do have a machine that it does work in.
The Mac TV.
The Mac TV. Yeah, we'll tell you a little bit more about the Mac TV and the PowerBook. What is it?
The PowerBook Apple IICi. The camera's yelling at me and saying you have about 30 nanoseconds left to
move
take.
Around a lot for the camera.
Hey, there goes my script again.
Yeah, keep dropping your script on the floor.
Okay, great. Wait till I get my PowerBook. No more paper scripts for me.
That's right. I'll be about, what, 38 by then?
Hey, give me a break.
All right.
Where
so this burner has been updated, and it does work.
Napster.
You know, my girlfriend says that she doesn't give two shits about Napster. She's sick of hearing about Napster. She doesn't know what it does, doesn't care about it. She doesn't download music, and she's sick of us talking about Napster. So
So let's just not talk about it for your girlfriend.
Okay. Anyhow, Napster this week doesn't work.
She listens
to the show every week.
Severely filtered.
Yeah, it's severely filtered. But you know what? I downloaded 7 Metallica songs last night regardless.
And how about this? Every time Tammy opens her mouth from now on, I'm going to severely filter every word she says.
I think she's bigger than you are. I think
yeah, but not by
battle.
Much. By a foot.
A foot and a half.
Foot and a half. 2 feet. Tops. There's no more Napster. Basically, it's dead.
It's dead.
The filter's on. You can't find Tom Jones. You can't find Spandau Ballet. You're done.
Yeah,
no more.
Pretty much. And all the Engelbert Humperdinck has been filtered out, too, which is
you know who's
really
responsible
upsetting.
For this? Hillary Rosen.
Hillary Rosen. That's right.
She's.
We're not a big fan of Hillary. We don't like her at all. Because you know what? They've lost the fight already. They don't realize it, but they've already lost it. Because they lollygagged and focused on one technology, and all the other ones are going
flourishing.
To proliferate.
Flourishing.
Flourishing. Is that a freaking word?
Yeah, flourish, to flourish.
Flourishing.
Flourishing, flourishing.
Just because you're dating...
Why don't you give me a Cupertino Light and knock it off?
You want another Cupertino light?
I've always want Cupertino lights. Here. I mean, see how smooth that is?
You want ice in your beer too?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Do we have anything else? But Napster, I don't want to talk about it because this is upsetting me.
I'm kind of sick of Napster. Right now.
I'm not sick of it. I just don't want it to go away.
We have a new official sponsor for the Mac and Chat Radio program.
Hopefully.
And this is an interesting thing because it's a local company in our area, which is upstate New York.
Don't we have a little snowstorm action going on up here? I don't know.
Well, we had a lot of snow.
Are we going to be able to get to our new sponsor if we have to pick up? Pick up the new merchandise.
Yeah. So anyhow, we have a new sponsor. It's called All You, and I believe that the reason why they're called All You is because they used to do a lot of
university college
type things. I've been to them three times, and I did a T-shirt for a college thing where we did a drawing and we made a T-shirt and we sold it and made no money and you know. Lost everything.
Typical college.
Or I think I drank the money, or I don't know what the hell happened. And then I, at one job that I had, that I did a T-shirt, and they did a great job and printed our T-shirts up for us. And I did another T-shirt with them, which was actually through a client of mine, and I don't remember it at all, but they actually helped us out pretty...
Sex.com?
Anyhow.
Wow, it was funny how that music just, there, the sound effect just stopped as I said.
Well, yeah. It's these patchy storms that are coming through.
Yeah, that's true.
But so, All You. Know you about what, All You.
Yes, what's their website?
AllYou.com.
A-L-U.
A-L-L-U. .com.
Gotcha.
.net, .org, .cc, .banana.
I just, I contacted Jim Holodeck over there and just
Jim Holodeck. He invented the holodeck that's used on the Starship Enterprise.
That's correct.
When you
he
go
beams
in there.
People back and forth.
He beams people back and forth, and he beams T-shirts on the people. So he has a technology where you walk around and they just beam a new T-shirt onto you. So you only have to buy one T-shirt, and he just changes the logos on them as you walk around.
That's absolutely the most idiotic thing ever. It's funny.
Hey, Jim, when you hear this, I'm sure you will, I think.
No, seriously.
If you don't find it funny, please don't sue us because we have no money.
No, he said, you know, cool idea. Hopefully we'll get you some shirts. They're going to be the official appareler of the Mac and Chat Radio Network.
Actually, they're merging with Falala.
Oh, don't start that again. So they're going to be the official T-shirt and hats, and if we ever make it to Macworld.
And we're actually going to have Mac and Chat Radio condoms. When you first get them, it just says Mac, and then as things heat up, you'll actually see the whole Mac and Chat web address on them.
That would be the coolest thing. We're going to give those out then at Macworld, right?
Yeah. We're actually going to wear one on my head.
Are we going to Macworld? Does anybody invite us? Can anybody like get us down there?
Well, here's the deal, and I'll tell you this since it's the fifth show, and we've got at least... Five shows under our belt. That's not where I was going, but we have
FIVE.
We're going to do this. If we get one more hit for the next year, we're still going to do this show. So we're not going to go anywhere. But we've got, I don't know.
Tell them how we're going to get more obnoxious.
We're going to get worse and worse and worse.
Tell them, George. Tell them how we're going to get more obnoxious, George. Tell them again, George.
All right. See what we're going to do here. We're going to start screaming and yelling, and we're going to take Cargan, Copo, and Kripis. And put them together. And
you are the worst Steve Jobs of all time.
I know.
I'm so glad we hire somebody else to do that voice.
I can't do Steve Jobs' voice.
It's horrible. That's
bad.
So horrible.
But anyhow, we're going to get more obnoxious. This is our breaking out show. And we decided that we're going to mix things up. We're going to screw around. And we're going to have less and less real content as each week goes by because we really don't give a damn.
Well, a little bit of news. I'm still responsible for news.
I like news.
I'm the Robin Quivers.
We still got the help
the
thing.
Show.
But we're going to have it more – it's going to be more about variety and more about cool stuff because we realize that
– Hello, Frisco.
And we realize that people are getting their news elsewhere. So
where?
I believe they're getting it
MacObserver.com.
from MacObserver.com and our good friends at the
– O'Grady.
O'Grady. And
– AllYou.com.
AllYou.com. You can get all your Mac and Chat news from AllYou.com.
I have a feeling our shirts are going to be for sale on their website very shortly.
That would be a beautiful thing. And everybody likes the logo. Even if you hate us and want to kill us, you like our logo. I know you do.
Boomer invented that logo.
Yeah, well, Boomer has been designing for several years. He's very, very efficient in an illustrator.
What about Macworld?
So anyhow, back to Macworld. We're going to Macworld. We're going by ourselves. We're infiltrating. We're going to be wearing camouflage. If we don't get somebody to sponsor us to let us sit there and hang out with them and record a show at Macworld. Doesn't matter who it is. Maybe you're good friends of Poweron. Maybe you're good friends of VST. Maybe
VSE.
VSE, whoever the hell they are. VST.
Oh, VST is the PowerBook people with the PowerBook batteries.
Yeah, we've got a couple mails.
I never realized they were that close. VSC, VST. That's pretty cool.
VST, we got a couple emails out to you guys. So, you know, if you return our emails, we'll, you know, review some of your products. We're going to go there regardless.
Where are we going to stay?
We want to stay at the Holiday Inn on Wall Street.
This is like the coolest freaking hotel in existence.
It is a technological mecca.
I was reading the stats. I swear to God, there must be about 30
weighing in at 367 tons.
30.
It's the Holiday Inn.
30 bullet points. They're like a T1 line going into each room. They have like
I want a T1 line right into my face.
They have a mini bar.
I want to through my left nostril.
They just bring people in and have sex with you all night long. And
oh my God,
it's just amazing.
And I heard that the brothel,
it's crazy.
The brothel that they have is relatively economical.
Yes,
$7.
It's
all
like
you can
chicken
eat.
Broth, and it's just like it's so thick and rich and hearty. It sticks to your ribs,
Do you know what a brothel is?
Yeah, it's the water in the soup, and it's just very thick, and it sticks to your ribs. I love it. So Holiday Inn Wall Street, you know, I sent you out a nice big email, and I'm serious.
It was really, really big, and if those people read it, God bless them. Oh, my God, I couldn't get
that. Hey, I wanted to plead my case. We got to stay down there. We got to be in that hotel.
Well, you didn't have to tell them how you peed your pants when you were in the third grade at the Holiday Inn in Troy.
I want them to know me.
Yeah, well, they can smell you from
here. So I offered. I'll be like, you know, we'll have the show. We'll go around the hotel. We'll interview the manager. We'll do skits in the various parts of the hotel.
And what we'll do is, we'll do skits. We'll break into people's room and steal their shit, you know?
How about this? How about if one of our sponsors or somebody that's listening that might want to be one of our sponsors, why don't they put us up in the Wall Street Holiday Inn?
Right.
And we'll have them come over and have a party. We'll have a freaking macro party.
Well, we were thinking of actually, you know, here's the deal. We're going to go down there because we live very, very close to New York City. And we're going to go down there regardless. We're going to be at Macworld. And if we have to sit up in the corner and get arrested, we're going to do it. We're going to tape the show down there.
We're going to be the Stuttering John of the Macworld Expo.
That's right. It's going to be the Farting Bill. That's what I'll be.
Farting Bill
and the Drooling
and
Delphs.
I have no idea how to work this equipment, Delphs.
Right. And actually, you're going to see a big splash from us down there because where I work, we have printers, and I'm just going to print a bunch of shit up and throw it all over the place.
And I think Jim from allyou.com said he's going to give us some T-shirts and stuff by then. We're going to have our titaniums by then, so maybe we'll get beat up.
I better have mine by Friday.
We'll get beat up and mugged, and they can steal them from us.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that's where it's at, and we're pretty happy about that. And Jim Holodeck, he will be our big pal and will be making awesome T-shirts because they do some great work. And if you go to the website, allyou.com.
There's other stuff
there's
there.
There's other stuff
really
on
cool,
there.
Funny
it's
stuff.
Really, really cool stuff. I mean, these guys, that's all they do. They just do T-shirts and hats.
He actually does the shirts for the Heaters, the local hot rock and roll band.
And when I was there, he does a lot of the propaganda for NBC, too. Friends.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
They were one of the first ones with Seinfeld. I remember that.
I used to have a Seinfeld T-shirt, you know.
I think they do ALF, too, that hot show that's coming out on NBC this fall. ALF, it's like a space alien.
That's a new show. And
Ricky Schroeder's in it.
You can watch it on
Gary Coleman.
On the Mac TV.
Yeah, that's right. Mac TV is a hot item.
Isn't Blair from the
The Blair Witch Project?
No, Blair from
Facts
of
Life.
Facts of Life. She's going to be starring in it, too.
She's dead. Anyway, what else we got this week? What's our highlights before we go into our first commercial segment?
Well, this is actually, I don't want to. I just want to go in the commercial.
Okay. You don't want to tell what's going on this week? Because everything's all mixed up. All
right. This week is a little different. We've got a bunch of different stuff. We have a little bit of commercial. We have our first commercial from Cupertino, Light. We have a new TV show that's coming out. We have the first. We're actually the only people who are advertising this right now. It's a show that's
a Mac-only show.
It's a Mac-only. Or it's a Mac-centric. It's not a Mac-only. But it's a Mac-centric show.
We should back up, though,
one
second. What if people haven't listened to four shows? What about this Cupertino Light? What is it?
Cupertino Light is a company that we contacted. We've been trying to get this show off the ground for about a year now, and we contacted them early in the summertime because we knew that they were producing.
So we decided to contact them
and let them know that we were doing this show, and they just... You know, we're sponsored. They want to sponsor the show. They want to send us beer out because they're a very small company. And they sent us. When did we get our first beer shipment.
It was like show two. Maybe.
Show two is when we got our first one. And basically what we've done, because we are both graphic designer type people, we decided to help them with their logo and their
website. Their logo was horrible, that first one that came in.
Yeah, that was bad. That was
with
really
the,
bad.
With the trees?
Yeah, that was bad. So we're designing their logo.
And the penis? That was just bad.
Can you say that on internet radio?
You said a couple other words tonight that I don't think you can say on internet radio, so why not?
What, cannibalism? What's
no,
wrong
you,
with that?
You said SH hockey sticks.
Shell! That's great.
Something like that.
So, anyhow, they wanted to sponsor the show. They're actually Macintosh fans, not the biggest fans. And they actually didn't really realize that Apple Computer was in Cupertino with them. So, you know, they had no idea that there was a
connection. Unfortunately, not very bright people either. Because actually Apple was on their property. The back of the Apple campus jutted out onto their property.
Oh,
they had
wow.
No, they just thought it was just a big white building. They had no idea.
Oh, my God.
They thought it was like motor vehicles. They had no idea.
They probably drink way too much of their own beer, probably.
The fumes. You get drunk on fumes.
We thought it would be cool if we could find a beer that was located in California, and we just stumbled upon them. So.
You want to roll that beautiful
yeah,
bean footage?
Here's our very, very first Cupertino-like commercial, and I hope you like it. If you don't, too bad. So you're having a bad computer day. Five restarts, a bad find, a complete freeze, and now the thing just won't even start up. So what do you do now? Load that rescue disk, call that IT dork, or just try to fix it yourself? Hey, you can say screw it. Yeah, screw it. That's the spirit. Just say forget it and go have a beer. Hell, why not have five for that matter? Your computer isn't going anywhere, right? When you get to the end of your rope, not just any other beer will do. You need a good beer. A beer that says you deserve this. A beer to help you take your mind off things. When computing problems have you down, pop open a can of Cupertino Light. Because it's the only microbrewed beer you need when you just don't give a rat's ass anymore. This one goes down smooth and fast, helping you forget whatever computer problems you may have. So next time your computer decides it can't print, it can't get your email, can't surf the web, whatever, pop open a can of Cupertino Light, sit back, enjoy your day, and you'll thank us for us later. Cupertino Light is not affiliated with any other company based in Cupertino, its products or its subsidiaries. Please compute and drink responsibility.
Drink responsibility.
That's their saying. Their say is drink responsibility.
Thank God we're not doing their commercials for them.
I know.
Jesus, we'll do their print stuff. Let's whoever's doing that commercial. Let's let them do it.
Yeah, and the people who made this commercial, could you please send it over to the smaller file? We don't need the 70 meg QuickTime movie thing that you send us.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That was a little large because we had to get to the FTP site and download that. But it's an interesting commercial. I liked it.
It was a start. We'll help them out, you know, with that.
All right, I'm going to click on the new. Oh, we still don't have a news sound.
Oh, we don't. Damn it!
It's the news segment now.
What are we going to do this? What haven't we covered? We haven't covered like opera. And your voice is a little higher than mine.
Oh yeah. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to do like a little.
I'll
bit
do the
of a...
bass voice if you would do the higher voice. It'll be like dun 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 dun.
All right, well, I have to move the microwave away from the kitchen.
Yes, he does.
So I have to move the microphone away from my face. You know what? These Cupertino lights go down way too smooth.
Since
now,
2
when
o'clock.
You're talking about a beer that you can drink no matter what, it's going to be a great summertime drink. It's going to be great because it's not too heavy and it's not too wimpy.
And there's 14,000 inches of snow outside our window.
Right,
so
we don't really give a damn about anything. So, anyway, all right, okay. So we're gonna do the news thing.
Yeah, you're gonna do the lead. I'll do the. Dun 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 dun.
How about we do like a hallelujah, dun 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 dun.
Okay.
Dun.
Cool.
All right, and I'll
cool.
do like, you know, like a thing.
So okay, you do the high voice. I'll do the low voice.
Okay, ready?
Ready? Go.
On three.
On three. One, two.
If somebody's gonna count, is this like throwing fingers?
One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah. Ten.
Six, seven, eight. One, two, three.
You gotta start.
Oh, I thought you were starting.
No, you gotta go like dun dun dun.
Okay, here we go. One,
Jeez.
Two.
It's like pulling
three.
Teeth.
Dun 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 dun.
The news. That was terrible. That was terrible.
That was one of our worst.
That was one of the worst.
But people look forward to that. I've gotten a lot of comments.
Yeah,
postcards.
Like, please stop.
I got a postcard from Indonesia saying that was their favorite part of the show is when we sing the news theme.
Really?
I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
That's frightening.
It was from some guy named Jerry. I don't know.
Oh, God. Not Jerry again.
I don't know. I got a story for you,
though. We'll get to Jerry later on. I have a story about Jerry.
I got a story for you, though. You know Mac Week. Remember good old Mac Week? That big, like, no. Wake
what?
Up.
Okay.
Remember Mac Week was, like, the first 1117 magazine, like, ever produced? The thing was huge. Remember it came in the mail?
If you hear this noise, this is me moving around my new microphone stand.
It's a borrowed microphone stand.
It's fun. This is more fun than a bag of rocks.
But listen, Mac Week.
You want a bag of rocks?
Remember Mac Week?
Yeah, actually, this is the thing about Mac Week. I was in college, and I decided to say, you know what, I want to get more into this Macintosh thing, this whole Macintosh stuff. I want to wear the hat. I want to learn the secret handshake. I want to get the tattoo. So what I did is I ran out, and I got a subscription to
Mac
Week.
We should get tattoos. I brought that up before, and you shunned me.
Because you have 10. I have none.
I'll get one.
I don't want one.
You can, like, bring the camera, and, like, we'll put it up on the website of me getting my first Apple tattoo.
What color?
It'll be translucent. You won't be able to. You won't even be able to see it.
Maybe we can get it in the doghouse style.
Oh, don't even start with that now. It's not ready
maybe
for that yet.
The Great Dane dogs.
Mac Week. What about in high school and all?
Anyhow, I'm very jaded with Mac Week, and I don't go to their website because I applied for a subscription, and I got one, and then they stop it. So that was it. I got the very last issue of
I
Mac Week.
I got three. I don't know what you're talking about.
I got the very last issue of Mac Week. And that was it. And then they said, hey, we're not going to print anymore because, you know, whatever. So anyhow.
Then it went into a website.
I went into a very poor website.
Crap.
It's crap, beyond crack. The only thing that was good about the website was.
It had red on it.
Red.
I like red.
And I like blue, too, which they had a little bit of blue. And the yellow, which was used occasionally, was very nice.
Vivid.
And there was fonts. I think I like that about the website.
And a period at the end of every sentence.
But the truth about it is that they did have Mac the Knife.
Gone.
They flushed him down the toilet.
Dead.
He's dead. So
I am the new Mac the Knife. You are my son.
That's Mac the Knife, baby. Gone. So they got rid of the best thing about their website, the only reason why people went there, and then the Mac Publishing LLC, whoever the hell those freaking morons are, they decided to cut the cord and merge them into Mac Central.
Our best friends.
Our pals.
They gave us a lot of press, haven't they?
That's right. They said, hey, there's... And that's about as much information we got from Mac Central. And
I thought you were trying to play a sound over there. I'm like waiting for the sound. And
no, that was about how much information we got from
those
folks there.
I got you. And why?
That's comedy, folks. Don't you love it?
Somehow they have ties with Mac World and Mac User and Mac World.
There's some gay ass Mac shit going on down there that they're all sort of sleeping together.
Tied together.
And it, you know, they got something going on. Everybody's in everybody's pocket. So
we're
gonna
break in.
We're only up here in upstate New York. We're just a small group of little people, and we don't really care. But we are consumers, and we don't like to see anything go down. We don't like to see MacWorld.com go down because, you know, it's just another Mac thing.
Mac Week,
whatever the hell it is. And so they merged it into Mac Central, our buddies, our pals. And so they're going to take what little news Mac Week had and roll it into what little news Mac Central has. And it'll be a big website that has a bunch of nothing that nobody really cares about.
Ouch. Man, we're gunning for people already, aren't we? Five shows, and we're already gunning for them.
We are in the fifth show, and if their pansy-ass website doesn't want to tell us that we're out here, because maybe there's a conflict with another Mac radio station, like there's a big, huge market for this crap. You know, did you ever think about the Macintosh as a little niche anyhow? And just the fact that we're trying to promote it.
I have a little niche on my butt.
They should be humping
all day.
They should be humping our
niching,
legs. That's what they should be doing.
Niching.
They should be humping our legs
like
and rubbing
Claris
our asses.
Like Claris the dog cow.
That's right. So we try to get a little bit of promo information from them to say, hey, listen, go listen to Mac and Chat Radio. But you know what they did? We were
one
snubbed.
One mention.
We were snubbed because you know why? Because it's a little political mess, which I don't understand. But they're sissies, and we don't like them. We'll go to O'Grady. We'll go to Mac Observer. We'll go to Mac Surfer. We'll go to all the little guys. We'll get them behind us because they're all of our friends, and we will destroy you. How's that? You like that?
I like that.
I like that. That's good.
You got any news this week?
News.
Mr. Tirade Bitterman?
Hey, I'm the bitter as bitter comes.
This is interesting that you sent me this news story last night. I like this.
This is something that I stumbled upon. And did you notice that you wrote, you know, put your name in there and who was right after you?
Yes,
me.
You.
But there's a petition going on. If anybody know anything about the Macintosh, if you don't know anything about the Macintosh, you're probably wondering what the frig you're listening to. But anyhow,
I thought this was George Bush's show.
Yeah. Well, I thought this was GunsAndAmmo.com. What is this thing with this floating head? Who's this bearded freak? What the hell's he doing? That freaking old guy floating around, turning into a freaking cat and a question mark. What the hell?
Shaving
going
is
on
a pain
here?
In my ass.
Yeah. I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm talking about Jerry. Have you seen my section of the website?
Oh, no, I actually haven't.
Yeah.
I don't get over there much. I'm scared.
You know, it's the second highest clicked on button on our website.
It's the only second HTML page that they can click on.
Shut up, man. Leave me
Keep
alone.
Going.
Anyhow,
get your news.
There is a petition that is out because there's the venerable Clarice the dog cow, which always shows. It's Moof.
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 Woof.
Clarice the dog house. Dog house. Clarice the dog cow, which has been, I don't know how long it's been in the Mac OS, probably since 6-something. And he shows up usually in your print dialog box. He flips around, he changes colors, he goes upside
gets
down.
Gets the newspaper, bites Steve's leg.
He pees on your carpet.
Woof.
Pees on your memory.
Woof.
So anyhow, he disappeared. And Clarice the dog cow disappeared from Mac OS X. Actually, this is a little bit of a press release about this thing as a petition to bring back Clarice the dog cow. So it says here, in a current pre-release beta of Mac OS X, Apple mysteriously removed the beloved Clarice the dog cow from not only the printer section page options and setup option page, but the entire system. So Clarice is no longer in the trash, he's not in the dock, he's not in the hard drive, he's not under the table, he's not near the mouse, he's not on the keyboard, he's not in the hard drive, he's not in the processor, he's nowhere. Did I cover everything?
Yes, except okay. The kernel.
Shit. So anyhow, this guy says, I have been so distraught by this move, loser, that I'm organizing a movement to bring back our beloved Clarice. It is my personal mission... because I have nothing better to do, to see that Clarice gets put back into the system where it belongs. Where she belongs, as opposed to, what, on a hat? Anyhow.
It's a she?
You know, my throat is a little dry. I'm going to get a Cupertino light here.
You have to open a new one, or what? I can't believe Clarice is a girl. I thought it was a boy.
Could you hold on a second?
Sure. You done?
Anyhow.
Go ahead.
Anyhow, he says it's a girl. Apparently, it's a Clarice. You know, I remember, you know, that movie there with Hannibal, the cannibal. The girl's name was Clarice.
Okay. Yeah.
That has no significance at all.
No, it doesn't. Keep
moving. It is my
up.
Personal mission to see that Clarice gets put back in the system where she belongs. Apple values its customers' input, and it
Liar.
Is my hope that the response that the resounding cries of Moof, Moof, Moof,
okay. All right. We get the point.
From the public will be heard. Please fill out our small petition below to show your support and love for the dog cattle everywhere. And this is sincerely the undersigned.
That's a great. It's like the Undertaker from the WWE.
Who is the undersigned? I could not find out who this person
well,
is.
Well, Paul Bearer is his manager. And this week, Vince McMahon like hit him with a car.
Oh.
And now he's dead again.
Oh, so he's going to come back. Anyhow, although we're cracking on this person because we kind of think that it is a little bit irrelevant.
It's important.
But it is important. It really is. Because I do believe that anything that it had to do with the classic Mac... ideas such as you know
Mac
Clarice,
TV.
Mac TVs, the Mac 2CX, whatever. I have a lot of classic Macs in my room, and maybe someday we'll show you a picture of them in my closet. But this is important for a lot of people, and it's an interesting thing. But they have a petition, and the website that they have.
This is for you, Joe.
That's right. Who the frick is Joe?
I'm just It's probably important to somebody named Joe.
All right. So this anyhow, one's for you, Sal. If you go to the website, it's www.petitiononline.com/SOD. Now, I used to listen to SOD. They were called Stormtroopers of Death when I was
moving
in high
school. On. Keep moving.
/SOD/petition.html, and you can go there and you can sign the petition to rescue Clarice, the female dog cow, from the outer depths of
hell.
You know, wherever the hell she is.
Woo.
So, anyhow, I'd like to just say this.
I like beer.
I like beer.
Again, the website is www.petitiononline.com/SOD/petition.html and sign this thing. If it's important to somebody, if it's important to the Mac community, let's do it and let's get everybody behind us, all seven listeners that we have.
Yeah, great. I'm sure they'll come back and listen to our show after this, too. What do we got this week? You have another story, don't you?
Yeah.
Or do we have a special guest, according to this little sheet here I got on my lap?
We do have a very special guest all the way from, I think, California, L.A. probably, is the very famous...
Controversial
Bars Ulbricht.
Who is that?
And he is the he's the drummer for the boy band Metallica.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
long hair, right?
He just got a little commentary that he just wants to say.
He hates Napster, doesn't he? He has
does.
Something to do with that.
He doesn't like Napster, and although we're pro-Napster, he's anti-Napster. But anyhow, he heard the show, and he wanted to come in, and he wanted to do a little commentary.
It's pretty cool. I'm glad he could show up.
Yeah, he said he was in the area. He was actually going to Montreal and actually...
is he on the green room, or...?
Yeah, just you want to...
Hold on.
What is Ed doing with him? Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes. Come in here, Zach.
Ed, leave alone.
Yes.
Ed.
Excuse me. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Could you bring Bars in, please?
Oh, here, just sit right over there, right on the couch there. There you go. Okay.
All right, thanks, man.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Cool. I'm glad you could stop by. I'm kind of curious, you know, what made you...
Yeah, I don't mind, you know, man, because I was, like, in the area. So, you know, we're going up to Montreal. I have to check out some dates. You know, we're going to do some shows up there, you mm-hmm. know, and I figured, you know, you guys are, like, on the way. You know,
now, it's kind of funny because you hate Napster, but we love Napster. What made you, you know...
Well, you know, we got to get the word out, you know. I mean, our fans are confused, like, what's going on with us, you know, and stuff. So we figured that we would be, like, you know, we'd come here and, you know, tell you about our feelings towards Napster and why we are... you know, against them and stuff.
So, like, brainwashing, in other words.
No, man. You don't understand. See, we're just going to tell you why. I mean, we're in the news and stuff, you know, so we're just like, you know, mm-hmm. we're going to come in here, we're going to say, this is where it's at, and this is what's going on, this is, you know, the reason why we're against Napster, so you guys will understand, and,
okay.
you know,
okay.
and be fans of ours again. So I kind of wrote a little thing here. Can I read
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
All right, hold on a second here. And by the way, that beer's pretty cool.
Yeah, Cupertino Light, right?
I don't know what the hell it is, but it's good beer, man. So, anyhow, thanks for the free beer and stuff. Who's that chick out in the hallway?
That's Bill's cat, actually.
Oh,
Boomer.
Right. I don't know. Anyhow, all right. So here it is. So let me try to explain this to you. Okay, so like we're like the master puppets, right? You know.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And you know we're like against Napster because they're like the leper messiah, you know?
Leper messiah,
and
okay.
they want yep. to be the hero of the day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's not cool, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know, it's just not cool, okay? So so what we decided to do is, like, we're going to try to be, you know, to try to find some sort of sanitarium in all of this mess, you know? It's like we got trapped under ice, you know?
Okay.
And we want to show them that they are just king nothing, and we are one. You got it, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like you've just encompassed most of your hit songs in one sentence.
Anyhow, so in our opinion, you know, it's for whom the bell tolls for Napster, you know? I mean, it's like, mm-hmm. it's done, you know? We want to tell them that, like, you know, it's over, you know? Because it's the struggle within, and we're the four horsemen, so, you know, we're gonna, you know, go in there and do the things that we do, and it's like, you know, you know, it's funny because, like, we were just talking about this the other day, and, you know, I said to you know, Kirk, you know, I said, you know, we're going to be, like, doing this, and he said, yeah, and I said, you know, it's just total crap because, you know, the last time, you know, we were together and we were just, you know, we're down in, like, California and everything, and, you know, we're just talking and stuff, and he said, I agree totally, and you know, he knows what's going on, and I said, exactly, and, you know, this whole thing is just because, you know, and you got to understand that, you know, this is totally not the way things are supposed to be, because if they were, you know, they would be, you know, because, like, it's just stupid.
Can I break in for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have actually a different story, totally, because I don't know where you're going to end up with this story.
Well, I just wanted to get the word out, you know, to say that, you know, we're not against Napster because, you know, it's like a thing against them. Like, we don't like their name or something, but it's like a very, you know, internal, you know, thing that comes in, and we, and you know, it's something that we feel very strongly about, and it's important to let you know.
Thank you, Bars. That was very.
Yeah,
very,
I gotta go. I gotta head up to Montreal. I gotta. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks for the beer, and I hope you understand. I mean, this is. I mean, I wrote it all out.
I see that. That's very insightful.
So, you know, it's cool. So, thanks a lot, and you know, we'll see you later.
Well,
so.
Rock on. I mean,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you know, come see your concert. We're gonna have a concert in the Glens Falls Civic Center.
I'll try to find your new album on Napster here in a minute.
Dude, that wouldn't be cool, but you know,
okay,
it's been, you know.
See you later, Bars.
All right, we'll see.
Nice
you.
Seeing you.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. This.
Yes.
My.
Whoa. What the hell was he talking about?
Woo! I gotta air this out. Woo-hoo! I think Bars was living up to his namesake. He kind of drank a little bit. My microphone's like,
jeez,
holy cow! I think I'm getting drunk off this microphone.
What's another big news site out there for the Mac community?
Mac news that you wanna look at. Something. I don't know. I have no idea.
MacNN.com. You know those guys.
All I look at.
Those are Big Brother.
Oh, MacNN. Those are our pals, too.
Yes.
You want me to go on a tirade about
them,
too?
Why not? We have time. We're 47 minutes into the show. We haven't done anything yet, but go ahead.
I'll skip it this
Thank
week.
Thank you. Well, anyway, they report that Apple Computer is about to roll out a chain of stores, retail stores, that will sell its own brand of computer equipment. And in an article on March 1st by the International Council of Shopping Centers, God only knows
Great.
What that's
it's
all
a bunch
about.
Of women running around going, you know, we need more stores. These stores suck. We got some more stores. How much soap can a woman buy?
This lady that you're talking about says that a 6,200 square foot store will open in a new mall in Littleton, Colorado. Like, they don't have enough Macintoshes out there.
Yeah,
in Littleton.
Right. Right.
What's a Macintosh? And executives are one large New York mall are also close to finalizing a deal with Apple.
Probably Clifton Country Center.
Oh, I hope so.
Mall.
In the past year, other reports of Apple retail plans have surfaced that hints of several stores opening in California as well as a store in Chicago have come to light. Chicago.
Excellent. I can't wait.
I think we should
make a petition to have them come to our area.
I don't think that's going to happen. And I'm glad you're getting up to go to the bathroom because, you know, now it's time for that old Apple stock ticker. And, of course, you're in the bathroom so nobody can play my Apple stock ticker sound. So I guess I'm just going to have to rattle it off. And as of today, the market's been pretty good. And the trusty old Apple stock ticker, I wish I had a drum roll, but, again, Bill's in the bathroom and I have no sound effects right now. But the stock jumped quite a bit up to $21. It was like 21 and a quarter or something along those lines a share. So, Bill, that's Bill's way of, again, saying that the stock is basically in the toilet, which it's not. It's coming up.
It's coming up to 30.
Is that 30 yet?
I just said that was your way of saying that the stock is going down the drain, but that's not true.
Yes.
It went up today.
Oh, it did?
$21.
It did, really?
$21.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
$21.
Wow. That's only, you know...
So we're doing good.
Yeah.
So you know, other companies out there that aren't doing so well. You know that CompUSA, right? CompUSA, you say?
The company that's going out of business.
CompUSA, yeah.
They were bought by a Mexican company.
Don't we have something that we did with them?
Oh yeah, we did that promotional thing. Here, let me put my microphone back into my mic.
Please, please get with the program.
Oh,
I can't hire.
I love
we
this.
Can't afford to hire
oh,
another person.
I love this.
I love this.
We can't afford to hire another person. Another what are you doing one. Over there?
I'm getting another Gubertina light.
Great. How about you do that little CompUSA number when you're done?
Hello, CompUSA!
Here we go.
It's CompUSA!
I gotta turn you down so many times, it's unbelievable. I got a blister on my finger.
I have a big freaking mouth. This is actually a fairly long little ditty that we did. We like CompUSA, and don't get us wrong. We really, really love
CompUSA. We love them.
And, you know, I went there this past week, and
Do you need me for this segment?
Do you have to go to the bathroom or something?
Yes, do you need me for this segment?
Why don't you just go
to the bathroom? The Cupertino lights go right through me. I'll be right back.
You go ahead. Anyhow, my partner here empties the bladder, this is one of the problems with this show is that we do have to promote our sponsor. So the only way we can promote our sponsor is by drinking their beer. So anyhow, the thing about CompUSA is we love CompUSA. It's a great store. We hope that they're not going out of business, although, you know, that seems to be doing that's kind of wild, that idea. But they had the new titanium here this weekend, and I went down there and checked it out. So we thought that we'd check and see if they would have any of the new iMacs. Now, the interesting thing about this is that, of course, we're goofing on them a little bit, you know, just playing with them and having some fun, you know, not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or anything. But what we did is we try to just kind of play a little play on words. So you'll have to listen in. And notice about when they start asking for the dog cow style at the end. They're gonna call it the dog cow style, and I don't want to give it away. I want you to listen to it, so they'll hear the dog cow style at the end and listen to it. It's pretty funny. I'm glad
you. Did you tell about the coughing?
Oh, I didn't say anything about the coughing. I told them to listen to the dog cow style at the end because I
tell them every time you hear a cough, it's actually
every time
cracking up.
Every time that you hear me cough is me almost losing my lunch because it was really funny. This one was one of our better...
quality is not that great, as usual. I'll try to
turn it up. There's a little bit of humming because we got this $4 radio check thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to hum for the rest of the show just so that you don't really notice it. So, so here it is. Please listen into this. Here we go. Calling the CompUSA. Seeing if they got...
CompUSA customer service. How may I help you?
I placed an order the other day for a new Great Dane colored iMac, and I'm just curious if it came in. They said it might be in today, and I was just curious with all the snow and everything that it may not have came in. It's a Great Dane colored iMac.
Okay.
I'm curious if it's in, I could come down and pick it up and, you know.
Right. Let me check for you. Can
Great.
I pretend? Well,
yeah.
All right.
Please. Great music. I love this.
It's CompUSA.
Of course not. He's just going to check for a Great Dane.
It's CompUSA.
Yeah, well, too bad. What are they going to do?
Learn the ins and outs of the latest program.
Oh, why CompUSA sells cell phones and PlayStation 2 because nobody's buying their crappy computers.
We harness the power of the PC to make it easier than ever for busy people to learn the latest skills and software, either online or via CD-ROM. With technology-based training, you can learn virtually anytime, anywhere.
Anywhere you
want. Visit your local CompUSA store for CD-ROM training software.
That's perfectly fine.
Hello?
Yes.
No, they're not in yet.
When do you think they'll be coming in? Do you have the right kind? I mean, they said that it was going to be in probably Monday or something.
Yeah.
I placed the order on Thursday, I believe, of last week. You sure you got the right kind? I know there's like 5 different versions. This one is the particular Great Dane model.
Do you know the SKU number?
SKU number, what would that be?
That'd be the number above the price on the price tag.
I don't really know if I have that. Are you sure it's the right kind? Do you have the Mac TV at all or anything like that? Are there any of those things in? I'm just curious.
Hold on. Mac TV? Okay. Anything Mac?
Anything Mac?
Do we have like a Mac TV or a Mac Great Dane?
Yeah, Great Dane, that was us.
Yeah, Great Dane. Great work, great stuff.
We placed an order for like seven different machines. So we're just trying to, I'm trying to track them because I didn't go into work today. And there's the Great Dane iMac, and there's the Mac TV, and there's the PowerBook Nitrogen that we're supposed to be picking up. Do you have anything on a PowerBook Nitrogen, maybe? These are all Apple machines, by the way. They're not compact or anything like that. Maybe that's where you're getting to something like that. Could you ask him about the Nitrogen? I mean, those were in, but we were just upgrading the memory of it.
Hold on. Mac TV is the other?
Mac TV and the PowerBook Nitrogen.
Okay.
You can look under my name. It's Morris Peterson. You can, maybe it's under that. I don't know how you guys track your sales and stuff,
I'm checking the Mac TV.
The
now.
Mac TV was in stock when I was there. I'm just I just threw it on there. I wanted to pick them all up together. So you know. And the Nitrogen was just getting 42 megs of RAM. It was in stock, so it's probably in service. If I could pick up any of the machines, that'd be fine. Then the other thing is the Newton 400. Excuse me.
Still checking the Mac TV.
Okay.
Yeah, this thing's slow. Doesn't look like we have any of those Mac TVs.
Mm-hmm.
All the quantities are coming up zero.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, what about the Nitrogen PowerBook? Did that come back from service or wherever it is?
Yeah.
Is the Newton coming up at least? I'd like to pick up something tonight if I could. I'm in the area. I'm down there just a couple blocks away. I talked to Phil Schiller when I was there. He said I would be able to pick all these things up. I mean, if they don't have them, that's fine. I'm just curious. I'm just trying to kill a couple of birds with one stone. But the Nitrogen PowerBook should be in there. Could you just check and see if that's ready?
Okay.
It just was getting 42 megs of memory. That was it. Thanks.
Okay.
They're all confused. They're saying, I don't know.
Okay, okay, come on.
Starting to get impatient.
I'm very busy.
Maybe at the end they think that they...
Nothing's coming up.
All right. Do you know when the Great Danes are coming in? They got the new dog cow styling on there.
There's that dog cow.
When are the Great Danes coming in? When are the Macintosh Great Danes coming in? With dog cow styling. We don't know.
All right. Well, when are you guys open tomorrow?
We're open from 9 to 9.
All right. I'll stop in and see if I can talk to somebody.
Okay.
Right? Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Every time you coughed, man, you were like double. I was like on the floor laying here on the floor.
I only laughed because you laughed.
I know. I couldn't help it.
If you left the room, I'd been perfectly fine.
Tell them about our piece of paper we have scribbled
on. Well, what happens is, like, you know, we go ahead and we come in with this idea. All we have on our sheet, it says, call CompUSA to see if the Great Dane iMac is in. That's all we have. And then while the thing's going, Mark's writing feverishly. He's writing down all these different words. He's writing Newton, Mac TV, MacTusi, Avi Television, PowerBook, Nitrogen, Aluminum, 42 megs of RAM, Dog, Cow, Great Dane. I mean, he's writing all this stuff down, so...
Somehow,
you know,
it always makes its way
into
just, the skit.
You know, trying to fit it in somehow, but that was very funny. I mean, you know, it's not to pick on CompUSA. It's just, it's a funny thing that people are going to be calling up looking for a Dalmatian iMac, I think, and I think they're going to be like, what the hell are these people talking about? So I figure, you know, we would just call up and just say something about, like, a Great Dane, you know, and just see.
I got to say, this week, again, we nailed the phony phone call. It just doesn't, it gets better every week.
And this is the last show because we'll be going to jail. So
that's true. And every CompUSA in the whole tri-state area is going to know that we're going to be calling them.
Right.
So they're going to be, like, on alert.
Hopefully they will be. But that was pretty funny. I thought it was funny. But when the guy starts yelling out, he starts saying, yeah, the Great Dane.
When's that coming in?
With the dog cow styling.
Know.
And the girl's like, I don't know. Like, I never heard anything like this in my life. I think that's just a bad name. You know, they shouldn't call it Dalmatian. They should call it, like, Spotted or
what can you do?
Something.
That was great. I give you all the credit for that one, as usual. That was great. We are the Stuttering John of the Mac and Chat.
The Drooling Delph and whatever I am. I don't know who the hell I am.
Whatever. What do we got next? Do we have any commercials up? Actually,
do you have to take another piss? I mean, for Christ's sakes.
No.
You broke the seal like an hour
ago. We got a commercial.
Ago.
It's on my sheet. We have a commercial.
A commercial?
Yes, we do. You don't have to play it. There's nothing to play. This is a talk over.
Oh.
You can play sounds if you want. But
so you're going to talk and I can just sit there.
See the little box that says sound, NA? That means not available.
Oh, do you want some music? I got some music.
If you want, go ahead. What do we got? I'm sure William will love music in this commercial. William over at appleisp.com. And who are these guys? I ask you every week because I'm quizzing you.
Well, they actually freed the Cherokee Indians from...
Engines? I don't know if that's going to go very well with the censors.
Beep! I don't know who they are.
No, they're actually our website host. They host our wonderful, marvelous website,
yep.
MacAndChatRadio.com.
Yep, they're actually going to host this show that I'm doing on Thursdays.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What show is that?
It's called ER. I'm going to be on the show.
Are you done now? Can you turn your microphone off for a minute or two?
Okay.
Please. So these guys over at AppleISP.com are great.
You can't stop me. You can only try to
take They gave us web hosting. Tell them about the program. You're more into the sound program than
they
me.
They gave us this it's hard to say they gave us this really good program. We pleaded for it last week, and obviously our good friends at Apple ISP were listening.
You know what this proves? Let me break in. This proves that the only people listening to this show are us and Apple ISP, because we put a plea out, and nobody answered it.
Jerry was trying to code it, but he got screwed up. He started putting the Popsicle sticks with the glue, and he glued the Popsicle stick to his hand. And he couldn't make it.
Damn it, Jerry. Come on.
I know. I told him. I told him if he's going to use glue, don't use super glue. Use Elmer's glue. It's easier to wash off. So he was trying to do this program. He really was. So
he looks a lot like George Lucas.
He does. And and one of the great things is that when he comes into to the office, you know, he comes in his car and everything, and he walks in the door, and this is what I hear every single day.
Well, this is not a commercial for Jerry. This is a commercial for AppleISP.com. And these guys, they put up our web space for us. These guys go out of their way for us every week. I have no idea why.
Come on, Jerry, watch out. Quit flying by. We'll get you a copy
These
tomorrow.
Guys go by. They go by in their TIE fighter. Every week they do something cool for us. Tell them about the sound program, please.
The sound program that they got, which is called Soundstage, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Soundstage. And what they did is we had a plead last week, and... we said, we need a program that we need to click. And everything that you're hearing here, this is why I'm clicking the thing.
See?
I'm just clicking, and I can easily find everything. You know, everything is here. It's right in front of me. It's a great, great program that they created for us. It's a very simple program. You just say, load this sound, and it puts it in there, and it has a whole list of them. And all I have to do is just scroll and click, and it plays it once, and that's it. So
they custom designed this thing for us.
They custom designed. They put our logo on it, our name on it. And it is so cool. It is a neat little program. It's got a few little bugs here and there, but, you know, it's like, yeah. Here, wait. How's this one?
Oh, that's great.
Ah, huh?
Anyway, these guys are great. Every week
it's Z. You have to scroll down to get to the Z. That's you know, there you know, little tweaks on it, but it's a great program. And this is, who really cares about the program, really?
Nobody does.
The fact that they went ahead and they actually
did it without asking.
Did it without asking.
Yeah, we asked, but we didn't ask them. We asked anybody.
Other people, anybody. They did it without asking. It just goes to show that they are behind their users, and
they go above and beyond,
and they're above and beyond any ISP that you'll ever see, and they care about their customers. And again, nobody ever complains about the speed of the site. Nobody ever has a problem downloading anything, and nobody ever has a problem getting into the thing. It's a great.
What about security and reliability on their site?
I have no idea.
Great. That's why I put this on the sheet for us. The security and reliability are assured by hosting your website on
William at ISP, Apple ISP, gave me a key. I don't know what the hell that's for.
Did it say backdoor on it?
It did.
He gave me the same one.
He's kind of weird, isn't he?
The security and reliability
are... Ohio? How are we going to get into the back door?
They're assured by hosting your website on one of their brand new PowerMac G4 OS 10 servers. I don't know how they're pulling that off.
What?
It's right on their site. That's what it says.
Wow.
OS X servers. OS X 10. Who knows?
We stop with the X.
$19.95 a month for hosting. Good price if you're a Mac user. If you're not a Mac user, go anyway. Remote access, you can dial
in. I don't think they discriminate.
No.
You know? They happen to be an Apple ISP, but they have other people on
there. If you're in Australia, like, Kangaroo John, and
you need to dial in.
Remote access. Server co-location. What does that mean to anybody?
I believe that the server actually lives next door to the other server.
Sort of. Kind of.
There's two servers, and one's a good server, one's a bad server, and they plot against the father server as one... server.
Well, if you have problems with server co-location, as Bill gets ready for our next skit over there, I don't know, God only knows what he's doing. If you have a problem, you call William and I, appleisp.com, tell them those weirdos from the Macintosh radio show.
Dirtballs.
Sent you,
macintoshradio.com.
Check out our website. What's our website looking like? 4-7 hits now.
If you ever went to Yahoo, it looks exactly like Yahoo. Actually, what we did is we stole the code from Yahoo and we just pasted into our web address.
Kind of. But what else do we got on our site now?
Well, let's see. Let me.
You
try
can
to,
buy books. One
you
book.
You can buy books. You can actually go to if you go to my section of the site, you can actually go through eBay. You can actually buy the VSE software that we talked about in the second show, the Web Turbo, which I find I'm using the damn thing daily.
It is a good piece of software.
It is a great piece of software. You can actually buy it from our site. If you don't know what the hell we're talking about, go to our site. You can buy it from there. You can buy several books, and we're going to be reviewing several books.
All the books that we have are on their way. They're all OS 10 books, so we don't have them yet. They're not even printed yet.
And there is a link to one of our feature link is the Mac Aquarium guys, who may be sending us our very
Maybe.
Own Mac Aquarium.
Who knows?
We have no idea.
Hey, Mac Aquarium guys, please send it to us. We have a webcam going up right now.
Yep.
The webcam
is actually in place, and it will be on the site, I would say, next week, most likely. We rearranged the office, like I said before, the studio. So you will be able to see us doing our thing when we're taping. And
the Mac Aquarium would fit right on that little stand right there perfectly.
Well, that's why the stand's there, stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you think I just put a stand in the middle of my room?
Yeah, MacAquarium.com.
It's not MacAndCheese.com. It's MacAquarium.com. And our website is MacAndChat.radio.com.
No, MacAndChatRadio.com. We have to say that because if people are coming in from Kerbango, which hopefully very soon will be Kerbangoized. What is Kerbango?
Kerbango is actually the allegiance of the northern territories of Africa. And what they've decided to do is those countries on the outer banks of the Mediterranean Sea, they've decided to band together under the name Kerbango and take over the lower portion of India.
That is so untrue. It's sickening. Kerbango, iTunes. You hit the little radio button, and what comes up? The Kerbango tuner. You hit SoundJam.
Actually, the last time I went to Kerbango, this is what I heard.
I'm sure they would love that free advertising, but that's not correct. And they're working on getting our site.
They don't like that at all.
This is a big thing. This means you can go into iTunes and push a little button, and there we are on iTunes, Apple's iTunes.
Wow.
That was a very big thing.
Wow. cool.
What do we got next? Anything? I know you're very excited about Curbango.
Well, it doesn't work yet.
Well, I know, but they're working on it. Who do they got working on it?
I want to walk over.
Do you remember the guy that got working on it?
I just want to click.
Do you remember the guy that got working on it?
Do I remember the guy that got working on it?
Do you remember the guy?
Is that proper English?
That they got.
The hell is that?
Who's the guy that they have working on our project? Who is it?
What's that?
Who is the guy they have working on the Curbango project?
Oh my God! They actually got the guy.
The guy. The sound guy.
The guy that actually wrote, the sound manager?
Whole sound manager.
And the sound inputs to the Mac OS under System 7.
We're just making...
The name escapes me.
I don't have my email with me, but he knows who he is.
He knows who he is. But Curbango is no slouch, though.
Nope.
But, I'm one of those people that like to just, I want it to work.
It'll work. Give them some time.
But they have the guy started. Basically, they got the guy who invented Macintosh sound working for them. So I'm sure that dude is going to make us be able to work.
And the guy is John Simmons, who actually is a web content manager for Curbango.
Is he Gene's brother?
Yeah, he's got the whole long tongue and everything. And the fire coming out of his nose.
Pants.
Yeah. Oh, you beat me to it on that one. Do we have anything next? We're, an hour and 11 minutes in. These poor people.
Before Bars got loaded, we were able to help him, have him help
Bars
us
Ulbrich?
Bars Uberich.
Uberich. I can't
from
say
the
it.
Boy
I'm sorry.
Band Metallica.
Yes.
We had him before he got loaded with Ed, because Ed is just
constantly
drinking and getting everybody drunk. We had him do a new segment for us. It's a new segment that you probably find out. It's the top 9.6 reasons of something.
Why not the top 10?
Because that's contracted out. That's copyrighted. So we went with 9.6.
Gotcha. So. And what we should explain this, because there's people who are going to say, who the hell is Hillary Rosen, Bill?
Who the hell is Heidi Rosen? It's not her. Heidi Rosen.
It's Hillary Rosen.
Hillary Rosen. Is
the CEO of RIAA of DA of AWR.
And this show was brought to you by the letter A. Letter A is a very good letter. Anyhow, Heidi Rosen is the CEO
Tim Flaklaflunging Flarelon. She's the CEO.
Hillary Rosen is the CEO of the RIAA, AAAAAO.
And what is the RIAA?
Recording Industry America of Astronauts.
All right, keep going. You're doing good. You're doing great.
That's okay. So,
what a blizzard outside, huh?
Yeah, it's really snowing out.
And
still.
She hates Napster. She wishes hell and brimfire and brimstone on everybody.
So,
including you,
Helga Rosenplate said that she's pissed off at Napster because. Of a lot of reasons. So what we did, we're really dragging out this top 9.6.
What we did here at Apple is this.
What we did here we decided to do a top 9.6 of something. So anyhow,
This will get better.
Bars was here. He volunteered to do it before he got bombed. So here's the tape of it. You know, take it or leave it, but here it is. You're going to hear more of it. So we think it's funny. Go ahead, listen.
It's the Mac and Chat Top 9.6 with special guest Bars Uberich from the boy band Metallica.
What's going on? Oh, you want me to read this? All right, man. So this is the top 9.6 reasons and stuff why Hillary Rosen is a bitch, you know, because I guess, you know, she's doing that Napster thing there, you know, and making sure that we get our, you know, our stuff and money and stuff, you know, keeping those punks from, you know, stealing our music. So, you just want me to read this?
Yeah, just read that.
All right, number 9, she only has a 28.8 modem, whatever the hell that is, but I guess that's funny for you guys computer people and stuff, you know, right? So, number 8, she still can't find any Julio Iglesias songs.
That's
Iglesias, whoever the hell that is. Number seven, okay, she still thinks that Jethro, oh man, you know, we lost to Jethro Tull at that, you know, the Grammys one year, you know, that sucked. I mean, they're not heavy metal, so apparently she still thinks that Jethro Tull is heavy metal, so.
Keep reading, please.
All right, what we at, seven, eight?
Six.
Six. All right, number six, man. She used to be a backup singer for The Barge. That's pretty funny. But she still hasn't seen any royalties. I know, that sucks, man. I remember, was she in that video? You think? I have to check that out.
Keep reading, please.
All right, number five. She still can't figure out where the information superhighway really is. She's stupid. That's really dumb. All right, number four. Her cousin's Milli Vanilli. Dude, she's, like, related to them? I had no idea. Her cousins, Milli Vanilli, are losing millions in pirated copies of their unrecorded music. That's, like, I know how that feels, man. That sucks, man. That really sucks, you know, because, like, we don't, you know, all those people doing the download things there. He calls number three, right? Number three? Here calls to Sean Fanning for a hot night of dinner, dancing, and who knows what else still goes unreturned. She's a little slut, huh? That's pretty cool. Should give her my number. Oh, wait, I'm married, man. Forget it. Never mind. Right. Okay. Number two. She can't understand why everybody else doesn't buy that 8-track deal instead. The 8-tracks are dead, man. She's stupid, man. That's dumb. All right. And number one, she's sleeping with the fuck is this? This is not funny, dude. This is, like, so stupid. I mean, she's sleeping with Metallica. What do you
All right. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, but he got pretty angry at the end.
Yeah, that was kind of the wrong sound file, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, we broke our first censorship rule.
Wow.
All that work in quick time for nothing, huh? What can you do?
Where did your file go?
I put it on the desktop.
I grabbed it. Anyhow.
Well, this is not a G-rated show, obviously.
No, it's not.
We are the Howard Stern, if you will, of the Macintosh radio genre.
That's right. Well, so, actually, hey. You know what happened was Bars got a little upset because he never really saw the script. So what we did at the end is we threw in that she was sleeping with Metallica because, you know, we're fans of Napster. We like Napster. And he didn't like hearing that, you know, maybe Heidi Rosen was doing her thing because...
Heidi Rosen from Apple days or Hillary Rosen?
Helga.
You really have a problem with that and the Farallon.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what it is. But
here's what I want you to do. For the next 5 minutes, I want you to say Hillary Rosen Farallon. Hillary Rosen Farallon. Okay, you're done.
So anyhow, he got very angry. He started swearing a lot, and we tried to bleep him out, and we actually made a QuickTime file, but I forgot to use it. So
yeah, exactly.
So we're a little cutting edge with dirty words. Yeah.
Oh wow! If you're
pretty soon, we'll be naked on the site.
Somebody's gonna say, "Who's gonna say stop using those dirty words?"
The guys at Apple ISP. Right?
No, they won't.
Aren't they Mormons or something?
No, there's Alaska. They said, when I first talked to them that first time, they were like, oh, do whatever you want.
They said, why don't you fat and fit and
I mean, that's not carte blanche to say it on the air like we're talking right now. Yeah. So don't even do it.
Well, we were kind of surprised that he actually swore like that. And we tried to bleep it out. We don't have a delay.
No, we don't.
We just tape things and then we segment them in there. So when he started swearing, we were like, ooh, what are we going to do?
Great. Now we lost all our advertisers.
I know. Honda's going to not advertise with us. Us, first the XFL, and now us. Honda's going to pull their advertising. So,
do we have any like hardware, software reviews this week at all?
Yes, we do. We have the Nissan Sentra.
Excellent car. What about the Chevy Blazer?
Actually, Chevy Blazer was found to be having the worst flip over rating there is.
There's been a couple times, I swear to God, I've been going around the arterial coming up Route 7, going into Troy. I swear I grab onto that bar. I grab onto that bar for my life because that truck's going to go. That's okay. It saved my life tonight. It did. This 14,000 feet of snow, it got cut right through it like a butter knife through a goose's rear end. You know. You know. What do we got for hardware software?
Well, because we're actually having a very hard time after our early success with the Power On software and our good friends at VSE software.
Now, back up. Before you even finish the sentence, we just haven't been trying. I haven't put any email out for asking for anything.
I have. I've been putting all kinds of email. But they're all part of that Mac
Week
conglomerate.
Oh, I turned off your email address. I forgot to tell you.
Oh.
It doesn't work anymore.
Darn.
Sorry.
Oh. Never mind. Anyhow, what we decided to do is, because of this whole Napster thing, and I'm sure Tammy has turned off the show now, and she's probably taking a nap because she's sick of hearing about Napster, but she doesn't know what Napster is, and it's very important. I'm sure if Napster, you know, allows you to download new hairstyles, she would love it. So.
Wow. Somebody's not getting some tonight. Or tomorrow night. Go ahead.
Two nights.
Moving on.
Anyhow, she doesn't really know what's going on, but we love Napster, and it's very important to us.
Can I interject while you're talking about girlfriends and Napster? My girlfriend loves Napster. She knows what it is. She understands every little piece of it.
That's right. Because
she gets on Napster and downloads her own songs.
Mm-hmm.
Na, 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 na. My girlfriend knows how to use Napster. We're going to jail together. Na, 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 na.
Anyhow, what we decided to do is we decided to review, you know. The
My Napster. Girlfriend uses HyperCard. Na, 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 na.
My girlfriend uses Quark and Photoshop and Illustrator. Na. Na, na.
My girlfriend uses Super Paint 2.0.
My girlfriend used to... I have no idea, but she did stuff before, so shut up.
My girlfriend can change RAM. Na, na.
My girlfriend can build a car with just tweezers and a bag of rocks.
No, she can't.
Oh.
Sorry. What is hardware software review, please?
Anyhow, Napster is the thing that we're reviewing.
My girlfriend does a computer.
All right, that's enough. That's enough from you. Anyhow, we decided to review Napster and the Mac clients of Nutella and the other version of LimeWire.
So. I don't have sounds for those other two. Go ahead.
So we decided we didn't get any real software, so we decided to do this because this was in the news. And this might be one of the last times that we talk about Napster for quite some time because we're kind of sick of it.
Don't go!
So what is Napster? What is Napster? What is Mactella? What is LimeWire? What is all this sharing of music? A little background. Mactella and LimeWire are based on the Nutella distributed information sharing technology. So it's loosely translated, it is what puts the power of information sharing back into your hands.
Can I interject one more time?
My dad can kick the crap out of your dad.
No, seriously.
What?
Last, like, whatever show it was, I talked about Napster. Remember we asked, like, what does Napster mean? And somebody wrote in, it was Jason Haynes wrote in, what Napster really, what does Nutella mean? It's Nutella.
Okay, I'll tell you, there's two things that it means. Number one is if you go to the store, okay, and you go to the peanut butter aisle, there is a product called Nutella, Nutella.
We have that in our cabinet at home, I swear to God. I just
Do you
saw
really?
It's red lettering on a white
yes,
label.
Yes.
I had no idea what that was.
And what that particular product has absolutely nothing to do with this.
Thank you for that.
But what it is that the people who actually, they used to work for AOL. And
AOL.
They used to work for AOL, or they still work for Yahoo.
Go ahead.
On ICQ. And
let me interject one more time. You have to listen to the previous show to understand our jokes. That's the rule. Those little things that we just did. Listen to last week's
show.
Because
we're not going to explain to the reason why we're going Yahoo.
So move on. So you people, sorry, move on.
Too bad. Download the other program. So anyhow, these guys used to work for AOL, or they still work for AOL, and they actually AOL bought Nullsoft, which developed
Photoshop,
Winamp, and
Super
MacAmp, and so Nullsoft, NULL Soft, and then they put the G in there for some reason. I don't know, some weird
Nullsoft
G. So we love the call Nutella actually.
This is going to be our longest show ever. Just wanted to break in with that, too.
Yeah. Anyhow, so Nutella is basic file sharing of anything on your hard drive. By using Nutella clients such as MacTella or LimeWire, which is the Mac version stuff, if you want to get the PC information, you can go to pcchatradio.com and set yourself on fire. So MacTella and LimeWire, you're able to share anything on your computer, and you're not limited to the file types as is a shared network so that there is no way to control it. And Napster is a file sharing system too, but it's a controlled sharing network. Where there is a database of all the files on the Napster network. Napster is limited to MP3s and is not for trading of any other file types. So we have Mark's going to go through the pros and cons of each particular application. There is, again, it is MacTella, LimeWire, and they're both Nutella clients for the Mac, and then there's the Napster guys.
Well, MacTella I started with pretty recently. That's pretty cool. It's not Java-based, so Coffee has nothing to do with anything. Ever.
MacTella?
Yes. Okay. And it's semi-fast. It's
what does
okay.
it have to do with peanut butter?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to ask you. What does it mean? Anybody out there listening, what does MacTella mean? Why are we naming it that?
Does it go well with toast?
Yes, it does. Okay. But it's easy to crash. If you look for Mac OS X, the thing's going to crash.
Now, what are you doing that for? Are you trying to steal that?
No.
You
I'm just
pay for it?
Doing my research for the FBI. And it's nice looking. It's got nice legs and, you know, has a little mini skirt and a little short shirt.
It has big boobies too, right?
Yes, it does. And it uses the old Nutella protocol, which is much, much, much different than Napster. Right?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to...
Is this what you did today?
Yes.
You were supposed to write this today.
It's very difficult to control.
You took the day off of work to sit here and write.
No, I didn't. They gave it to us off.
You wrote this. Very difficult
to
control.
No, I wrote the other Dad McMahon
You wrote
piece.
Very difficult to control. That's the best you can come up with.
It's very difficult to find
It's very
things.
Nice looking, but it's very difficult to control. And every once in a while when I tell it to go to its room, it
Jerry,
says,
Jerry, please
no,
call in and save me.
I don't
me.
Want
Jerry,
to.
Jerry, if you're listening, call in.
I don't want to
in.
Do it.
Jerry.
And every once in a while when you try to download porn, it says, no, and I don't understand why.
I get
why.
Porn on the satellite dish. I don't need to download it. Except for today when there was 14 feet of snow. I had to climb out on the roof today. Did you know you almost lost your host? Your co-host, I should say. You're not my your
Damn.
Host. I almost fell off the roof and broke my neck.
Trying
to clear off the satellite dish.
Wait, I got a sound for that. Hold on. Wait, where is it? There.
Excellent.
That was Mark falling off the roof. And this is what I would say to that.
Great.
See
Thank
ya.
You. What about LimeWire? It's Java-based. It's semi-decent good-looking.
Jesus Christ. This is the worst
it crashed.
Software review
yeah,
ever heard.
That's my point. That's what I'm trying to illustrate here. Please send us some products so we can review. You got me?
Okay. Thank you. Thank
it
you,
crashed a few
thank
times.
Thank you, Mr. Shatner.
It crashed a few times with lots of results, Scotty. And Napster. It's severe limited. As last week.
Just read it regular, please.
It's severely limited as last week, and it's excellent reliability. It's very easy to use. It's very easy to limit content. It's very easy to search. It's fast as hell. Thank you. And moving right on, skit number 10. What do we got? Jargon Watch, my favorite.
You're going to short shrift Napster that, like that?
What segment did I kill last week? Or no, I killed it this week. I killed Gadget Watch.
You killed every week.
We're killing software and product hardware review. It's gone. Goodbye.
No,
more room for comedy.
No.
Okay, here's our contest right now. Stop right now. I want everybody that's listening, all three or four of you, to write in right now. Do you want us to keep the product review watch or do you want us to kill it?
Product review watch?
Yes.
Okay.
Kill
or
it
kill
or
it.
Keep it. That's our new contest. If you win, you get
when
nothing.
When does the content come into the show? It's going to get to the point where
the
we,
news.
Have, we have no freaking content.
One more news piece.
All right, so we'll say AOL still owns everything.
Exactly.
The end. Well, let me quickly go back to Napster because Mark didn't do a very good job with it. Pros and cons about the two networks.
Lazy.
The pro Napster, fast, it's cataloged, it's easy,
I
and
slept
can filter
late
searches.
Today.
The cons of Napster... You can only have 100 search results, and it's controlled and can only share
it has
MP3s.
A lot of gas, too.
What I mean by it's controlled is that right now Napster, they've taken a bunch of, 14,000 songs off the list.
I'm Hillary Rosen. I want you to stop using Napster, Archie.
Thank you.
Archie!
Heidi!
Put it away, Archie!
The pros of Nutella is that many users
Archie.
Can share different file types and it's unregulated. The cons of Nutella
I
is that it's slow,
Archie.
The search is unfiltered, and many links are not updated and do not work.
Oh, Meathead! Put it away, Meathead!
That is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Archie.
What's the next? What is the next thing?
It's number 10 would be good.
Oh, crap.
He's back. We should have a little intro for him. He's back.
Oh,
he's coming
God.
Soon.
You know what's funny?
No, no, no. We have one more thing that we skipped. Remember we skipped it?
Why?
It has something to do with a, you know, an aircraft type of thing, and we said we're going to come back to it, and you want to go back in your script a little bit?
I don't remember that.
You sure?
Well, I don't know.
When you've burned your Nash bridges and the Texas Rangers have walked away from you, it's time to call in someone else to get the job done. Someone less senile than Matlock, and someone tougher than the whole A-team. Someone who has more tricks than a box of MacGyvers. This fall, ABC is going to show you that the browser wars were just the beginning, and that an apple a day may just save your life. Steve Jobs is MacWolf. Whether you need to cut inventory, ship a product, captivate an industry, or just kick someone's ass, MacWolf is just an email away. Armed with his custom titanium MacWolf supercopter, a team of lawyers, and his bulletproof turtleneck, Steve and his sidekick Phil Schiller are unstoppable. Shattering the sound barrier with MacWolf's dual velocity engines, Steve prowls the Bay Area in search of translucent copycats and the elusive G5. Always on the prowl and ready to litigate at a moment's notice, MacWolf fights for market share around the globe. This fall, you'll understand why Steve Jobs is MacWolf. Wow. That was powerful.
Wow.
This is ABC.
I can't wait to hear that, yeah.
ABC's doing this stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool idea, though, I think.
Like, Steve Jobs is going to be, like, in a helicopter. Oh, he's got the helicopter.
Yeah, he's got the helicopter.
I forgot all about that. Who gave that to him?
Board
of directors?
No, that's the Gulfstream 7 or whatever the hell it is.
How many friggin' airplanes does he have?
I think he actually flies the helicopter himself.
Oh, that's great.
I think he knows how to fly that.
Can you say two words? John Denver?
I don't have any John Denver sounds.
Thank you.
Thank God I'm a country boy!
Enough. We're gonna get nailed for that one. What do we got? Anything this week? Can we go home now? It's a snowstorm. It's a blizzard.
I want to go home now.
What? I have to go to the bathroom. That's where I got to go. Can I go to the bathroom real quick?
Can you go?
Yeah. During the blizzard?
We'll go ahead with the blizzard.
All right. I'm going to go to the bathroom, and God only knows what's going to be next. Can you wait for me?
Yeah, I'll
wait. You going to wait for me?
Yeah,
All right. I'm going to wait for me now. Okay. I'll be right back. Nobody takes my place while I'm gone.
This is your only break for the
show. I'll be right back.
I'm going now. Yes, sir.
Now, I just remembered that we didn't actually
use... Welcome to this week's Jog and Watch.
What, sir?
This is the first intro that we've used. Ed.
Yeah. Oh, what's this quarter in my ass? Yes.
Ed.
Cupertino, sir, yes.
I thank you for doing the intro, but...
Yes, great one. You are the great one, sir, yes.
Anyhow, we actually screwed up.
Jerry is a sexy man, sir, yes.
We didn't do a intro for any other segment.
Never, sir. We screw up every week, sir.
Ed.
Low budget, yes.
Ed.
Right. Yes.
Anyhow.
Yes.
This is Jargon Watch, and...
Oh.
Due to the time, Mark's going to the bathroom. I'm just going to run into this.
Who's Mark,
quickly.
Sir? Yes.
This week's Jargon Watch is USB. Now we've done SCSI.
Has the envelope,
sir? We've done FireWire. Now we're going into USB. These are all connection technologies.
Connected.
USB, which is the universal serial bus, was created by
like
Intel.
Like the magic bus, sir.
Which
yes.
Which is like the you know, anti-Magnetize, the evil empire.
Those bastards, sir. Yes. Wintel.
It was created by Intel and was made to replace the
Let's
serial
kick
bus
their ass, sir.
Found
yes.
on the PC and on some Macs.
Yes.
Which is the Mac, you know, parallel port is different than the PC.
Casey Kasem's a fag, sir. Yes.
But they both
go ahead, sir.
They both sort of you know, transfer data.
Where's Johnny, sir?
Low rate. Have you been drinking?
No, sir. Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. I'm overpowering again. Yes.
What did you do with Bars out there?
Bars, old prick. Yes. Yeah. I kicked his ass, sir. He's a skinny little prick. Yes. Go ahead, sir.
All right. All right, Ed. Let's.
Yes, oh, great one.
Let me just get through this
sorry.
Part.
Go ahead, sir.
And then, you know.
USB. Yes.
So most USB devices only need a driver in order to become useful.
Like a bus driver.
And
yes.
some types of USB devices range from everything from a keyboard to mice to scanners to printers, whatever. There's a lot of different things that you can use USB for.
Like it says here, sir, everything. Yes, everything, sir, yes. Go ahead, sir.
Exactly. Even though there's a USB hard drives and removable media, it is very slow in comparison to FireWire, which was reviewed last week, Ed, if you remember that.
I'm slow in bed, sir, yes.
Do you remember last week's FireWire?
Fervor, yes. I love it.
Okay.
I touch it, and it burns my ass, yes.
Great, Ed. Anyhow, so that's basically USB. It's used to connect different things. And the idea of the universal serial bus is that any type of manufacturer can make a USB device, and it can be used on PC, Mac, Unix, Linux, whatever
Linux,
you want to use.
Yes.
All you have to do is write a driver to access the information.
Can
on
I break
the
in,
device.
Sir? Can I connect my two ex-girlfriends together, sir, with it? Yes.
All right. So like we do every week with Jargon Watch, we tell you the definition, and we tell you how to use it properly in a sentence, and we tell you how to not use it properly in a sentence. So this week, how to use it properly in a sentence. You want to help me out with this, Ed?
Yes, sir. Of course I do, yes.
You can you read that little line there where it says?
Let's see, sir. Something about, yes. You are correct, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Ed. Anyhow, to use USB properly.
Scotch.
This is the sentence here. It's, for example, just connect a USB scanner into the USB port on the side of your iBook, and you should be able to scan very easily.
Yes, like DWI, sir, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, and now how to improperly use it. Ed, do you want to do this one here?
Of course, sir.
This is a little bit more.
I was driving through L.A., sir, and I got a DWI, and now I have no career. Yes, I like young women, sir, yes. I like to grope them.
Okay, Ed,
sir.
Okay, that's fine. The improper use of the term USB, which may get you in trouble, is this. It's like, hey, is that bra connected with USB? That's how you use it properly.
That's
so
nasty.
That's
sir.
Our Jargon
yes.
Watch for this week. And
yes.
Thanks again, Ed, for filling in for Mark while
yes,
he's
I'm going to go now take a nap, sir. Yes.
Every single time.
I love bras. I wear one often, sir. Yes.
Okay, yeah, we'll see you later.
Oh, hey, oh, yes. I got to go now, sir. Yes.
Don't drop the microphone, Ed.
Oh, sorry, sir.
All right, Ed. Yeah. Just put on the chair.
Come on, Ed. Go.
I'm back.
Oh, thank
That's
God.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Boy.
Thank you.
I'm getting tired. We've been doing this way too much tonight.
Oh, what do we got? We got 1 hour and 39 minutes. Our longest show ever. But we're breaking out. We're breaking out.
We're breaking out. That's right. Hello,
Frisco.
Who do we got next?
All right, we've got Rumors with Bruce.
How are we going to pull this one off?
Huh?
How are we going to pull this one off in our new studio?
Well, you got the phone, right?
Yep.
We're going to call Bruce like we normally do.
Uh-huh.
And we're just going
to
do it.
Okay, right. Well, actually, can I go to the kitchen real quick? Because you've been eating pretzels and crap all night. I'm really hungry.
Well, if you want, but I would rather, you know, have you... You know, call Bruce.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm not going to have to make it. I'm going to have to go somewhere else.
All right.
It's the same every week.
Give me the
Just
phone.
Follow along with the skit.
Give me the phone.
Okay, hold on. I got to go to the bathroom.
All
Or no, I gotta go to the kitchen, I mean.
Where the hell are you going? You went to... He has had way too many Cupertino
lights.
Get
out of the way.
Ed.
Yes.
Stop. Jesus, Ed. All right. So, we're going to call up our good friend Bruce. Bruce has been in California for the past couple weeks, and I'm not sure if he's ever going to come back to our area here, but he's been out there at the Cupertino campus, the Apple campus, as an ex-employee, if you haven't heard the other Bruce's segments. And he's kind of working undercover, sort of. So he sort of worked there, but now he doesn't. But nobody really seems to notice. So he's been out there for the past couple of weeks. I don't know when he's going to come back to this area. He actually lives around us. And what we're going to do is we called him up. So I think we have him on the phone now. Okay. Bruce.
Hello, you punk-ass bitches. I hope you get snowed in for a month.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. We did get quite a bit of snow here. But you'll be back. You'll be back. You'll experience some snow.
I told you to move out here in sunny, power-troubled California.
Well, I think I'd rather have snow than have rolling blackouts, don't you think?
But no, you two are too dumb to do it.
No. It has nothing to do with being dumb, Bruce. You know, it's nicer.
Anyhow, I ain't got no stupid rumors worth dispelling.
What? You don't have any rumors.
You
this
week,
what have you
so
done all week?
I thought I would mix it up a bit if you don't mind.
Well, I guess it's in the spirit of this show. We're mixing things up. I guess it wouldn't be so bad, but I was hoping that you'd have some rumors.
A new joke and a little something-something for you hard-up fat asses.
Okay, a new joke. What is it?
Shut your pie hole while I kick it really now.
Okay, is it like some CyberDog joke again?
All right.
Go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
What do you get when you cross Clarus the dog, cow, and a beer?
Oh, well, that's interesting. That's a different joke. This is the first time in 5 weeks you've had something different. What is it, Bruce?
Move farts.
Great. You are a comedy
genius. Hoo hoo, yeah, wowza. Yeah, that was straight up funny shit.
Okay, great. Are you done, Bruce? Bruce, that's not that funny, but it was different.
Okay.
All right, Bruce. Go ahead. What's you don't have anything
so
going
like
on
I
here.
So like I said, no real rumors this week, so here is my surprise for you.
Thank God you're not in the studio and you're away. I wouldn't want to see you naked. What's going on?
Are you ready? Okay, here goes. Give me a second. Cow.
Okay, all right, well... Bruce, you're going to give us something a little different, a little something new. No rumors this week, as he said, so... you there, Bruce? Bruce? Hello? What the hell is this? Is this his sister again?
The weather outside is frightful, and my beer is so delightful.
This is terrible. What the hell is this crap?
And as long as you keep on drinking, let it snow.
Oh,
let
great.
It snow. Let it snow. When I finally get real drunk, how I hate
great.
To get out of bed. But if you get me one more beer, I hope I won't remember.
All right. What the hell is that, Bruce? No rumors, but they get you singing? Or your sister singing? Or somebody singing? Who the hell is singing?
Yeah, Ted.
Really? Great.
What do you think?
That was terrible, Bruce.
What do you think?
That was terrible. Can we get some rumors next week, please?
Next week I get your stupid-ass rumors, you crack whores.
Well, I hope so, because this was terrible. I know that we were trying to do
okay,
something different.
Okay, that's it. I'm all done. Okay, that's it. Okay,
all
okay,
right, Bruce,
okay,
know,
okay,
Bruce,
okay,
Bruce,
that's
Bruce.
It.
All right.
I'm all done.
I'll let you go, but
every
it's like...
Every week it's the same thing with you. I do my job, and then I'm out of here.
The whole idea is that you're supposed to get rumors. Can we get some rumors coming on in the next week or so?
I said, I'm done and I can't be heard anymore with you losers.
I know it's funny because we got a lot of snow.
I'll hit you so hard that AV Television will pee his pants.
Great. AV Television.
Hey, short stuff. I have to go have lunch with
Webster
now.
You're going to be back in this area and the snow's still going to be here. You're going to be back this week.
Don't make me have to slap you around and call you Ingrid.
Ingrid. Great. That's a new one. Wonderful.
Hey, never call me again or you will feel the wrath.
You say that every single week. You'll be calling me tomorrow, Bruce. I know you'll be on the phone calling me up.
Enough.
So just get some rumors
get
for next
away
week.
From me. Get when away you... from me. Get, Bruce, get away from me.
Okay?
Get away from me.
Bruce.
Get away. Get
Bruce.
Away. Get away. Get away from
okay,
me.
Okay, Bruce. That's enough. So we'll see
Don't
you next
touch.
Week with some real
Don't
rumors.
Touch.
Some rumors
Don't
next
touch.
Week.
Don't touch.
I'm not touching you. I'm on the
Keep
phone.
Keep your hands
stupid.
Off. Goodbye.
Okay, Bruce. That's enough.
Mama. Mama. Mama.
Okay, Bruce. Hello? Hello? All right, well, I guess he's off the phone.
Did I miss Bruce?
Yeah, well, I called him up while you were in the kitchen because he said to either call him between this time. I mean, he gave me a very selected time frame, so we were going past it because the show is running a little long. So
I guess so. This is our very, very longest show ever.
We got no rumors.
1 hour and 46 minutes. No rumors?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
He sang a song.
Why do we hire him every week?
Well, because he's at the Apple campus, and he does get rumors, but
not this,
this
week he doesn't.
I told him it was okay because this week we were trying to mix things up and, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know what to do. You know,
I don't know what to do with him. What else do we have? Is it time to go home? It's 1 hour and 45 minutes we've been going on.
I think it is. I think we have. Oh wait, I think we have one other thing
that we will speed through. We're going to Aruba.
All right. Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Great.
Fly
Macintosh handsome.
Okay, Macintosh. I have him. Your question. All right, I have this actually came over the Yahoo expert line, and the question was, I have a 72
Two stars.
Actually, I'm up to four.
Two stars.
I'm on a roll.
Liar.
I'm on a roll. Four stars.
Loser.
I have a 7200, and it's getting a bit long in the tooth. Should I upgrade or should I buy a new Mac? That's the question. So my answer was very simple. This is an ongoing debate. It is. You've heard this before. That as to whether to get a new Mac or to upgrade your old machine. And it's not an easy question to answer. You know, first you have to, but I think you have to answer three questions, basically.
How to spell weather, for one.
Right. Other than that, everything sells fine. Three questions. Number one, do you have many things connected to your old computer? Such
a
as
toaster.
Such as printers, scanners, drawing tape, tablets, whatever.
Panties.
And number two would be, do you have anything that is processor intensive, such as Photoshop or 3D programs, or you know, even some MP3 programs are very processor intensive. Or do you just browse the web and send email? And do you have any cash to spend? Because you know that's actually a pretty important question. So my personal take is to go new if you can. Sell the old computer on eBay or whatever, and get a new machine. They are faster, better made, and will allow you to stay current in all the issues, especially troubleshooting. In particular, an old machine is very difficult to troubleshoot when you have different problems.
Mac Aquarium.
Exactly. But if you already have a large investment in peripherals, you may want to upgrade.
Peripherals?
Peripherals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are like scanners.
Peripherals.
I'm not the copy.
Is Bruce doing the copy editing?
I'm not the copy editor.
Continue.
I just knew what it says. You're supposed to read these and spell check it. You have no spell check in the script program anyhow. So.
Oh, mother.
I spell with phonics.
Costly, C-O-S-T-L-E-Y. Please move on.
So anyhow, you may want to upgrade. But even, I've always had this problem. You're supposed to spell check these things. But even upgrading can be costly. As the last I checked, a 500 megahertz upgrade card was over $500. So Stop it. It was over $500. So with iMacs around 800, you can get a low-end iMac for 800. You get a much better machine. So you might as well sell the old machine.
A Dell.
And get a Dell. And shoot yourself in the face. And actually, if you do buy a Dell or a Compact, one of the better things you can do is you can take those machines, tie it to the back of your car, and drive around the block. And then when you're done with that, if you're still unsatisfied...
I think I have a new contest. The first person that does that and doesn't use the Mac Addict one that was on the CD, do that for real and videotape it and send it to us, and we'll send them a shirt.
That's great.
First person that does that. Go to CompUSA. I want to see the CompUSA sign. I want you to pan down to your parking lot, pan down your car, tie this PC on it, and drive around the parking lot.
All right, here's the deal. You go to CompUSA. You buy yourself a PC. You come out. You open it up from the package. You tie it up to the back of your car. Drive around the parking lot, and you'll get a T-shirt.
Exactly.
That's a great contest.
You can't ask for a better contest.
Wow. I have a question. How about this one, too? If you go to the CompUSA, buy yourself a Dell, you come outside, put it in your car, grab a gun, stick it in your mouth, and blow your brains out. We'll give you a hat.
The cover, definitely.
To cover your corroded skull.
Exactly. That's I have a question.
Great contest.
I have a question.
Stupid.
This was sent to me by the same person that's going to win that contest. And it's what is memory fragmentation, George? And why should it concern me, George? You want to answer that?
No, go ahead.
Thank you. The Macintosh operating system.
Yeah.
The Macintosh operating system, as well as several other graphical user interfaces. I'm turning you down now. Allow users to run or load multiple applications at the same time. Unfortunately, there is sometimes a lack of housekeeping, just like this studio. You got dirty socks hanging off the wall, the whole thing. This lack of housekeeping can sometimes lead to memory fragmentation. Let's assume that I turn the sound down on Bill's iBook and he can't play the sounds anymore, and he has 60 megs of memory and the operating system uses 5. That leaves 11 megs to run applications.
Don't make me use this. There.
If that user runs 3 applications, each using 3 megs of memory,
oh my God, I'm so freaking
then there was
bored
only
by this,
2 megs free. Now, if you take X plus Y equals Z, you get 4,003. Now, let's say that the user goes to the bus
this is so
and gets on the bus
unfriendly.
And has
Nobody
4 tokens.
Nobody really cares. And if a bus is traveling at 400 megahertz and another bus is traveling at
Can
the
I
same
just cut
distance,
to the answer? Restart the freaking machine. If your things aren't acting right, restart. That's the best answer to every one of these questions. If the sun doesn't come up in the morning for some reason, restart. It will come up.
Go back to bed.
If you lost your leg while you were sleeping last night, restart.
I had it back. I had a very upsetting thing is that Jerry took a week off of vacation.
Skid 13. I'm so welcome to
see this. I have no stupid Jerry questions, except for Jerry asked me a question.
Why don't I have a show anymore?
Why is my head floating around on your website?
Why did you kill me off in the last episode? I don't understand this. Skid 13 is my favorite one.
Okay.
Do we have Secret Silly Music? I don't even know why. Go ahead, Bill.
This is the end of the show.
Oh, great. I turned your iBook down so we don't hear anything. Go ahead.
No, that's not nice.
No, this is the end of the show. But no, really, restart.
This is my silly music. If you would like to contact
the
staff of Mac and Chat Radio, and please feel free to send us a little email at either Mac and Chat Radio.
Why
do you
bother talking over this? Just let it play for a second.
Girls don't fart, no matter who they think they are. We guys can sit around drinking brewskis.
Okay, continue.
Make the spiders bark all night long. But the ladies won't even let them out of the gate. And that's why I sang this song.
You gotta hear
let
the chorus.
Me tell you now, girls don't fart.
All right, continue.
So anyhow, if you'd like to contact the staff at MacaChat Radio, please feel free to send us an email at either mark@macachatradio.com, bill@macachatradio.com, or littlebunnyfufu@macachatradio.com. You may also visit us at our home on the web at dirtyfarts.radio.com or macachatradio.com. We generally and always are available on
Tuesdays, except for this Tuesday,
at the website, and are now in streaming QuickTime. And we also yell out the window a lot so that you can hear the show if you're not, you know, near a computer.
And
soon, we're going to have Kerbango Tuner on iTunes.
Kerbango.com.
Kerbango.com with that guy that we don't know his name, but he's pretty cool and knows a lot
about
sound.
John Simmons.
Gene's brother. So go ahead. Your thing?
Oh, I got to turn this down a little bit. How about this?
Come on.
Thanks to William and all the guys over at AppleISP.com for hosting our wonderful, beautiful website. And Bill's Space, Bill's World. It should be billsworld.com, but we can't work that out yet. And if you would like to have your own site hosted, check them out at Apple. I can't even talk. www.appleisp.com. And make sure you tell them that you have nothing to do with the show. Just run like hell. Also, thanks to the always lovely Julie Mantica for donating. I can't do this. For donating her computer voice. And if you need any professional voiceover work, please don't talk to me because I can't concentrate with this music. She's the gal to talk to. And of course,
Holodeck.
Jim
of the Starship Enterprise. with his changing t-shirts.
Please, talk to this guy if you need t-shirts done. They do all our gear, our keychains, our underwear,
our
socks,
our bras,
everything.
And those garter belts that I like
they
to
They are
wear.
The official Mac and Chat Radio Network gear provider.
As opposed to the unofficial one that doesn't exist.
Yeah, New York City on the corner, they're selling our shirts. Those, don't buy from them. You can check out these guys at allyou.com. And thanks, finally, once again, to John Simmons
Gene's
for
brother.
Being Gene's brother. And he's the web content manager for Carbango.com, and he's still trying to get our damn show onto iTunes, and please keep trying, guys. Thank you. And do we have anything legal here?
The Mac and Chat Variety Hour is copyrighted by the Mac and Chat Radio Network, and of course,
all rights
are reserved. No part of the show should be rebroadcast or retransmitted without express written consent of Don King's hair. We are not affiliated with Apple, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, Avi Television, Phil Schiller, or Isaac the Bartender from the Love Boat, for that matter. We have never been kicked off the Apple campus for disorderly conduct, public lewdness, or assault and battery. We have our own right to be remain silent, and if we give up that right, Epic Man will speak on our behalf.
Yes.
Thank you for playing, and Boomer will not tell you what to do with when you have won.
That was the worst read of all. That was worse than last week.
Shut up.
Do we say goodbye for next week?
We're going to say goodbye next week.
1 hour and 56 minutes.
And since it's a two-hour show, we're going to give you a little special thing. We did not do a karaoke theme this week because of the snow, so we just stole one off of Napster.
Thank you.
This is a stolen MP3 from Napster, and it's just for you people.
Rock
on. It's an oldie but goodie. It's classic rock right here on MacAndChatRadio.com.
Yes.
Home and try to boot it up. But when I load it up, it says my memory is not enough. I'll be running out. I need some extra RAM to fix me up. I have to cough it up. Open my wallet up. It never stops, never stops, never stops, never stops. This Windows 95.